Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We bless you. We bless God. We bless Holy Spirit for waking us up this morning. Welcome to Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries International, commanding your morning in prayer. Hallelujah. I am your host today, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and we are excited because God is still in control despite any plots or plans of the enemy. We have to be able to override that in prayer. We have to be able to override that with intercession, with fasting, and this is what we are doing on this day. So I want you all to get excited because we are going to be praying for you, interceding for you, and whatever your prayer requests are, please give us a text message at the phone number of 847-942-9979. I hope you had a pen for that. The number is 847-942-9979. That's for any text messages that you want to send for prayer on this morning. Invite your friends, invite family, tell them to log on to Blog Talk Radio. We are live under LFC Specialist, under Wilt Thou Be Made Whole. We are FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. So we will be praying for you. If you are on Facebook, if you have a face page and you have not liked our page as of yet, please go over to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors and like our page. You can get updates. You can submit private prayer requests. Pardon me this morning. And you can make any comments that you like right there on the page. We are excited to have you. We want to have you. We are going to command our morning right now in prayer with our general prayer, that prayer being a prayer to allow God to pour into us with his presence so that our waters fail not. May our cup run over. So, Heavenly Father, we just come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear your Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow now in worship before you and ask you to forgive us of every sin and trespass. We come to you with praise and thanksgiving, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you. We come to you in humility. We come to you, God, in fear and in trembling. We want the truth. We seek the truth over us in the name of Jesus. We come to you in gratitude and in love, Lord God, through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. God, we are so eternally grateful for that. We do not take that for granted. We thank you that your word says when we pray to you that you will hear us. That's according to your word in Job. So, Heavenly Father, your word also says that in every place we go where your name is remembered, you will come unto us and bless us according to your word in Exodus. Your presence will go with us, God, wherever we go, and you will give us rest according to your word. These are your words that we remind you of, O God. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continually guide us and satisfy our desires in scorched places, in broken places, in bleeding places, God. Give us strength to our bones, and let us be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not, because you pour into us daily, hourly, every minute, oh God. Isaiah 58:11 says, we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you would destroy the power of all demonic spirits that are coming against us, our families, our loved ones, our friends, our homes, God, our properties, our possessions, our ministries, our automobiles, God, our finances, our businesses, God, our workplace, that you would encamp your angels and chariots of fire all around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we declare, we decree these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God, we thank you that you are opening up the airways right now, God. You are causing the technology to come into compliance, Lord God. May it align that we have no technological difficulties, that we will not have issues with doing Blog Talk this morning. Father God, we bind up the enemy on every hand in that regard, in the mighty name of Jesus. He doesn't want us to be live. He doesn't want us to be able to bless people. He doesn't want us to be able to intercede through the airwaves. But we do know that Satan is a liar. We do know that truth is not in him. We do know that he's a liar on today. And we're asking you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to give us those bullseye prayers. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we won't pray amiss, that we won't not know what to say, but word our mouths, even on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, even those who call in or those who want to text but aren't quite comfortable with texting yet. Father God, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit even in that, in a mighty, mighty way, oh God. In Jesus' name, God, we pray for your omniscient power. We pray, Lord God, for your dunamis power. We pray right now, Lord God, that your glory will rest upon us, that your power will rest upon us, that your favor will go before us, and that your glory will be our rear guard in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pull down the strongholds this morning. We cast down the vain imaginations, oh God, and every high thing that will try to lift itself against the knowledge of you. Father, we know, Lord God, that you told us that we would be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So this is what we're looking forward to, conquering, but conquering the more, conquering above, conquering exceedingly and abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you on today. We praise you on today. We magnify you on today. And we do decree and command each and every last one of these blessings to be so. Hallelujah. We love you on today. We hope that you have called someone and told them to join us on today. We hope that you've called someone and said, look, you need to command your day. You need to get a hold of your day right early. We are trying to connect and link our faith with you so that, what does the word say? One will chase a thousand to flight, but two will put 10,000 to flight. Well, Lord, we're asking that we have dozens of people on the line, that we might be able to put hundreds of thousands, millions of devils and imps to flight in the name of Jesus. This is our prayer. This is what we command. This is what we want. And we want you to not be afraid to connect with us, because we don't care who's calling in. We don't care your issues or your prayer requests. We're not here to judge. We're here because we want to intercede and pray with you and for you. And so we want you to just join us. We want you to feel comfortable in joining us. And we are looking forward to connecting in prayer with and for you. We are thankful to God because we know the enemy only tries people or tries things that are worth something. If he's not coming up to you, then I'm so sorry. He must not feel as though you can be a threat, you know, that you are worth coming up against, that you are worth him plotting and planning and devising these satanic alliances. But when he comes up against you, and he comes up against you continuously, know that you're somebody. Know that you are worth it. Know that God has imparted and predestined some things in you, a mandate for you to complete. So get excited. Rejoice when the enemy comes up against you, because it confounds him anyway. The praises confounds the enemy. He doesn't know what to do with that. He gets confused by that. So we want you to just be excited with everything that the enemy will come up against you with. Even this morning, yes, we were having difficulties trying to go live, and the enemy tried to do that with us on last week, and we really, really had to pray ourselves through, pray ourselves into the Blog Talk. And it's the same thing this morning. I thank God for the ministry line, and then a personal telephone line that we're able to use more than one device. Because one of the devices just would not work. It would not connect. It would not go live. And I thank God because I have something else, a backup plan. What do you call it? A B plan, to be able to get on the line this morning and pray and intercede. And like I said, if you are looking for a prayer to be prayed over or for, please text me at 847-942-9979, because we are more than excited to pray for you. We want to pray for you. It is our pleasure to serve you on today, because we want to help you to command your day. So even pray for us. If you don't want us in, or you don't want to call in, or you don't want to be live, pray for Follow Me As I Follow Christ prayer warriors. Pray for the technology. Pray for our strength. Pray for our growth. We want to unite in faith. One thing about the world, it amazes me all the time how easy, how simple it is for the worldly people to link up together, to get together. They have no problem whatsoever helping one another to do evil or to do bad, or to plan to break into someone's home, or plan to lie about something. We need to be the same way in the body of Christ. We should want to connect and come together so that the enemy can feel the power and the threat of the kingdom-minded people, the intercessors who are on the wall to come up against every plan and plot that he has devised against us. So we love you on today. Once again, go over to our Facebook page, FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, like our page, put down your comments, whatever necessary. But we are praying for you. We love you on today. We have to always do our commercial breaks, and so get ready for that just in just a moment. As I've mentioned, that we have been having difficulties with our technology because the enemy doesn't want us to be able to do anything on today. But I do know that he has no power. I do know that he is a liar and the father of all lies. He does not intimidate me. He is nobody because God kicked him out of heaven. So he put him in his proper place. And so his job is to try to come up against us. His job is to try to deceive us. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. But it doesn't mean that he will come out victorious. That's not the word of God. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. So even in our trials and tribulations, we're going to triumph. We will not be defeated. We might get an attack. We might get bruised. We might get knocked down. We might get an ailment. We might get a sickness. But thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph. So what is that saying? There must be a cause in order for us to triumph. So that's where we are on today. We're looking forward to triumphing, and we're looking forward to being victorious. And please text us your prayer requests on today. I know I did receive one already where people are looking for just the transferring of spirits to cease. You do know that sometimes when you lay hands on people, or you might just go into a particular area that's inundated, just inundated with the enemy, and all it takes is a weak link or a door to be open, a gateway to be available for them to attach themselves. But Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Jesus Christ, according to John, to force out, to drive out all foul, wicked, demonic, tormenting lion, every binding, hindering, seducing, unclean, perverse, familiar, foul spirit, in the name of Jesus. Anything that traffics in darkness where we might not see, where we might not discern, bind back all evil spirits that are trying to follow us, that are trying to attach themselves to us, that are trying to transfer onto us, or may try to follow us throughout this day, throughout tomorrow, throughout the next day. Send them to the abyss of hell in the name of Jesus, along with any replacements of evil spirits or any other evil spirits, bound, deaf, dumb, blind, and mute, unable to gesture. Keep them there until they are judged and thrown into the lake of fire, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every transferring spirit of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Cover us all with the blood of Jesus. He died on the cross for our infirmities. He died on the cross for our afflictions. And so, God, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to cover us with your son's blood. Lord God, may our gates that may be open, close them, Father God. Every crack or crevice that the enemy would try to sneak into or devise himself or strategically place himself to get into. He is a liar on today and the father of all lies. We are looking forward, oh God, to you right now, Lord God, covering us and keeping us. Put that hedge of protection like you did Job, oh God. Put it around us, completely around us. Put it around our families. Put it around our friends. Put it around our possessions. Put it around our ministries. Put it around our children. Put it around our homes, our cars, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we plead the blood right now. We are covered by the blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. You are a liar and the father of them. The truth is not in you. So we come up against you in every way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just praise you. We magnify you and bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Don't have much to breathe. My heart is flowing with Jesus. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm bad. Options are few. I'm trying to pray. But where are you? I'm altered now, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do. Cause the truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight. No tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One God will change my life, take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. They gave upon your glory and sing to you this song. Take me to the King. The truth is it's time to stop playing the game. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, see me right now. Lord, it's all I'm praying. We're chasing after you. Oh, I know no relief. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. Don't have much to breathe. My in my offering, lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. The gate upon your glory. don't have much breath. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to the King. Glory. Hallelujah. I hope you all enjoyed that. I am so excited because I love Tamela Mann. She truly has an anointing on her life, and she and her husband have been through a lot in their lives, and I think they're sharing a marriage ministry with the world, and I think that is so beautiful. The more people that can help to encourage couples, if you will, employ couples, if you will, to stay together, to fight the fight of faith, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. We are inviting others, co-hosts and intercessors, to pray with you and for you. Remember, if you want to text, you must text me at 847-942-9979, and we will take that prayer request and we will pray for you. And even now, we're going to have one of our other intercessors, warriors, to pray for you. And do we have you available, Pastor? Are you live yet? Are you with us in the studio?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Amen. God bless you. We're so glad to have you on today, and we're asking you to send out a prayer over our airwaves today. I know that you have a special prayer that you'd like to address, and we're going to leave this time for you. I want you to go ahead forth in the Holy Spirit. God bless you, Pastor, men of God.
Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace today, Father. Father, we come with thanksgiving and praise. Father, we just want to uplift your name this morning. Father, we want to magnify your name and exalt your name this morning, Father. Father, we thank you for your words are true, Father. Father, we want to uplift everyone out there, Father, who's hurting, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, those that are confused, Father, they may be confused by the situation that they're in, Father. They may be confused, Father, by relationships, Father, or things that are happening on the job, oh, Heavenly Father, or things may not be going their way, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, but we want to come before your throne of grace, O Heavenly Father. Father, and just ask that you strengthen them, O Heavenly Father. Father, wrap them in your comforting spirit, O Heavenly Father. Father, just give them a thirst for your word, Father, so that they will be renewed, Father, with your promises, Father, that you will never leave them or forsake them, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you will keep them in perfect peace when their mind is stayed on you, O Heavenly Father, because they trust you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we just ask, O Heavenly Father, that you even guide their steps, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you, Father, even give them favor, Father, in all that they do, O Heavenly Father. Father, when they're on the job, O Heavenly Father, give them favor. If they're looking for a job, O Heavenly Father, give them favor. Father, let their minds, Father, just continue to play over and over in the person who's hiring's head, O Heavenly Father. Let their resume, Father, keep drifting to the top of any stacks, O Heavenly Father. Let their email, O Heavenly Father, be more noticeable than the others, O Heavenly Father. in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Just bless their household. Give them wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, give them the words to pray. Word their mouth, word their hearts when they pray, and word their mouth so they won't speak against the things that you're bringing into fruition, O Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that you even strengthen this city, O Heavenly Father. Father, we loose this city out of the hands of the enemy, O Heavenly Father. Father, we loose this city out of the hands of the enemy. We come against corruption, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against the spirit of murder, O Heavenly Father. Father, and those that will commit murder, Father, we ask that you forgive them of their sins. Create in them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, deposit in them what they're lacking, O Heavenly Father, which allows them to be manipulated by the enemy. Many, Father, have never been truly loved, O Heavenly Father. Many have never been truly hugged, Father, and paid attention, O Heavenly, or ministered to by a parent, O Heavenly Father. Father, but you say that you would be a father to the fatherless, O Heavenly Father. And Father, we're praying right now, Father, we even bind these attributes to them, O Heavenly Father. Everything that they missed out, Father, from a natural father, O Heavenly Father, a earthly father, we loose those things right now and bind them to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirit of the enemy, O Heavenly Father. Father, leading and guiding these young men and women to murder, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against those, Father, that have allowed the weapons to flow into the hands of our youth, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come against those programs, Father. We come against those actions, O Heavenly Father. Father, and we ask that these secret things be revealed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the truth, Father, ring out, O Heavenly Father, like the sunshine at noonday. Father, we just thank you. Father, right now we come against addiction, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every spirit, every devil, O Heavenly Father, that's behind addiction, Father, that's behind the thing, Father, that's giving way to the addiction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for each and every soul, O Heavenly Father, that needs to be healed and restored from addiction, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cancel out addiction. We bind their work, Father. We bind their plan. We bind their focus, and we bind their advancement, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command right now, O Heavenly Father, that these works of the enemy fall fruitless, O Heavenly Father. Father, they will gain no ground, O Heavenly Father. Father, this plan, Father, this focus has been choked out, O Heavenly Father, by these prayers, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead for blood, Father, over each and every individual, Father, that has been dealing with addiction issues, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now, O Heavenly Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we cover our youth today, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you bless them today, O Heavenly Father. Father, as they go to get educations, O Heavenly Father. Father, we bless the schools. We bless the teachers, Father. We bless the administrators, the faculty, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command the blessing on these people and these places, O Heavenly Father, and even our children, O Heavenly Father. Father, and we ask that you give them academic wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you will also give your angels charge over them, Father, that in school, on their way to school, on their way back home, Father, they are covered and they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father, the body of Christ and the ministry leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you renew their strength, Father. You strengthen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now that you give them, Father, a fresh word, O Heavenly Father, revelation, O Heavenly Father. Father, so that they can pour into those Father, that they shepherd over, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the works and the attacks of the enemy, Father. We come against every attack everywhere and in whatever form, Father. We come against it now, Father, and command these things to fall dead and fruitless, Father, and without result, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we won't even talk about the attacks anymore, but, Father, we're going to praise you, Father, for the victories that you've been giving the ministry leaders, O Heavenly Father. Father, we won't even focus on what the enemy's been doing, but we'll focus on every victory, Father, that you have brought forth, O Heavenly Father, by your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that, Father. We magnify your name for that, Father. We uplift your name for that, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, any and all those that are listening on the line, O Heavenly Father, that for whatever reason, Father, didn't send in their prayer request. Those, Father, that were on Facebook, O Heavenly Father, and felt, oh, I'm just not going to send my prayer request. Father, we cover them, Father, right now with the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you know what they stand in need for. You know what problem needs to be rectified, O Heavenly Father. Father, so right now, O Heavenly Father, Father, your word says that my God shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory, Father. So, Father, we ask right now, O Heavenly Father, let every need be filled, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Let it be filled right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give them a heart to give you thanks and give you praise. Rectify that issue right now that they're having right now, Father. Father, for your glory, O Heavenly Father. Father, so that the world can see, Father, that there is profit, there is benefit, there are fulfilled promises, Father, for walking and walking in covenant with the true living God. So, Father, we thank you right now today. We uplift your name today. We magnify and exalt your name today, Father. Father, we decree all these words spoken to be so. We plead the blood, Father, over every individual, Father, that has been prayed for, their families, their loved ones, those that they interact with, those that they work with, those that they minister over, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree all these things spoken, Father, to be so. In your Son, Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor. We enjoyed that mighty prayer. We are doing that right there for you on today. We thank you for joining us and sending up prayers. He even prayed over, I heard him pray over addictions, you know, chemical abuses that taunt our families, that get up in there. And sometimes we're dealing with generational curses. You have to curse those curses and decree blessings over these future generations. You know, when you pray for something to be removed, you must replace it with something spiritual and godly and righteous. So God bless you, Pastor. We enjoyed you. We're going to continue on this path this morning of prayer and intercession. If you have a prayer request, please send it to 847-942-9979. You're still anonymous. We don't know who you are. You're just texting your prayer request. You're making your request known. So it's important for you to know that. I don't want people to say, I don't want them knowing this and that about me or my family. We don't know who you are. We are just connecting our faith with you that we might pray for you and with you. We also have another mighty woman of God who is going to pray for you all on today. Sister, are you with us? God bless you.
Are you there, Inyata? Okay, we will try again in just a few moments. I think we, you know, the devil, like I said, is busy, and we're trying to get into technology, and he tries to block it, but he's still alive. Good morning. Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. This is another one of the intercessors. Be careful of that noise. Thank you, God. When you are calling in, because the radio does pick up the smallest things. But we bless God for you for joining us on this morning. Please go ahead in the Holy Spirit in the way that God leads you. But we are interceding for the people this morning. God bless you. Go right on ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To the Most High God, we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how, Father, and we come believing and trusting in your word, Father. We come asking for forgiveness of our sins, commission and omission, Lord. And, Father, we come lifting up your people, Father, the saints of God everywhere, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father. We come with a prayer of faith, Lord Jesus, knowing, Father, that you're able to do what you said you would do, Father. We come believing and trusting in your promises, Father. We lift up our Christian brothers and sisters everywhere, Lord, Father, because your word tells us that men should always pray. So, Father, we come lifting up our saints of God everywhere, Lord. Father, we come, Father, asking for a blessing that you will anoint our minds and our hearts, Father. Father, that we will be mindful, Father, to study your word, and that we will be mindful, Lord Jesus, to meditate on your word, Father, and that we will be mindful to speak your word, and that we will be mindful to do what your word tells us to do, Father, and be not only hearers but doers of your word, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up our children, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father. Oh, Father, we ask that you keep them, Father, as they go to their different schools, Father. Father, we know that man has taken prayer out of schools, Father, but we still have the prayer within our hearts and our minds, Father. So we ask that you touch each and every child, Father, that we understand, Father, that they are not too young to know your word, and they're not too young to be obedient to your word, Father. So we speak obedience right now in their hearts and their minds, Lord Jesus. And as they go to school, Father, in their everyday life, Father, we come against the spirit of homosexuality, Father, and we come against the spirit of alcohol. We come against the spirit of drugs, and we come against the spirit of jealousy and malice, Lord Jesus. Father, we lose prosperity and good health into their bodies and their minds and their spirits, Father, as they go day to day, Father. We pray that they will be an example for you, Lord Jesus, and that they will speak your words in the name of Jesus and not be ashamed in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we pray, Father, that the unity, the spirit of unity, Father, will encamp their minds, Father, that they will learn how to work together with each other, Father, and not be envious of each other in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, we just lift up every man and woman that are parents this day, Father. Father, we ask, Father, you give them the spirit of your love, Father. For your word says you did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. So we ask this day, Father, that you will teach us how to use the power that you have given us. Teach us how to display the love, Father, that you have given us, Father. And we thank you, Father, for a sound mind, Father, that we can recognize what's right and what's wrong in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, right now I lift up the city of Flint, Michigan, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, for we realize, Father, that they belong to you, Lord Jesus. So we
plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Father. Father, we bless your holy name, Father, because we know, Father, that you can clear the water, Lord Jesus, Father, and that you might get all the glory, Father. And, Father, in 2 Kings, the 2nd chapter and the 19th verse, Father, it says that now the leaders of the town of Jericho visit Elisha. We have a problem, my Lord, they told him. This town is located in beautiful natural surroundings, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive. Elijah said, bring me a new bowl with salt in it. And, Father, we thank you, Father, because your word says that we are the salt of the earth. And when that salt loses its flavor, Father, it will be unproductive, Father. So we ask that you touch each and every person in the city of Flint, Father, that they will display the salt that's within them. And, Father, the word says, so they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring that supplied the town with water and threw the salt into it. And he said, this is what the Lord says. I have made this water wholesome. It will no longer cause death or infertility. It will no longer cause death or infertility. And sure enough, the water has remained wholesome ever since, just as Elisha said. So, Father, we come believing in your word, knowing that the water, Father, from this point on, will not cause any more diseases. It will not cause any sickness, Father. Father, that it will be clean, Father, in your name, Father. We believe in your word, Father, because we know that you have all power in your hand, Father, in heaven and in earth, Father. And we thank you right now for your word, Father. Father, well, your word says that it will not return unto you void, Father. So we pray this prayer in believing, and we receive your blessings right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you right now, Father. We pray, Father, for all the administration in the city of Flint, Father, that they will have the mind to make decisions according to your word, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, believing in your word right now, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, Father. We pray for all men and women that are in auxiliary right now and in high places, Father, that they will read your word and study your word, and therefore they will be able to concentrate and walk according to your word, Father. We thank you right now. We're believing in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray this prayer, Father, and I seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ and call it done, because Jesus said that it is finished. So everything that we put for is already finished. So we are believing in it right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I seal this prayer with Jesus Christ's blood and call it done. Thank you, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you, woman of God. We are continuously lifting up people on this morning. We are looking for you all to call in or text us. You may call in or the line, which is 213-943-3799, and have your you can listen in, or you can have your text message sent to 847-942-9979. We just have but a few minutes left to go forth in prayer. We have another mighty prayer warrior available to you who is going to intercede as well prophetically, and we're going to ask her to join us with her prayer. Like I say, you have but a few minutes now before we have to go, but there is time for us to pray for you. And please understand, if you send anything to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, we will still get the messages and we will pray for you. We don't have to be live to be praying for you. The next time that we are in prayer is Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that number is 712-432-0111. Access code 532-190. You can join us for your prayer over prophecies. Any prophecies you received in your life, but they have not come into manifestation yet, let us pray with you and for you. God bless you, woman of God. Prophet, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we're looking for you, mighty woman of God, to pray with us. Go right on ahead.
This morning we are going to just solidify the prayer that has already gone forth with affirmations. I recognize by faith that God is worthy of all honor, praise, and worship as the creator and sustainer and end of all things. As my creator, I confess that God made me for himself. In this day, I therefore choose to live for him according to Revelations 5 and 9, 10, and 4 and 11, also Isaiah 43, 1, 7, and 21. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, 1 Peter 1 and 23. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood, Ephesians 1 and 7. I am a new creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom, Colossians 1, 13. I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death, 1 Peter 1, 18, 19. I am blessed, Deuteronomy 28, 2 through 12. I am a saint, Romans 1 and 7. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, Deuteronomy 28 and 13. I am holy and without blame before him in love, 1 Peter 1, 16. I am the elect of God, Colossians 3 and 12. I am established to the end, Romans 1, 11. I am made near to my heavenly Father by the blood of Christ, Ephesians 2, 13. I am set free, John 8, 31 through 33. I am strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6 and 10. I am dead to sin, Romans 6 and 1 and 11. I am more than a conqueror, Romans 8 and 37. I am joint heir with Christ, Romans 8 and 13. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1 and 13. I am in Christ by his doing, 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. I am accepted in the beloved, Ephesians 1 and 6. I am complete in him, Colossians 2 and 10. I am crucified with Christ, Galatians 2 and 20. I am alive with Christ, Galatians 2 and 20. I am free from condemnation, John 5, 24. I am reconciled to God, 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. I am qualified to share in his inheritance, Colossians 1 and 12. I am firmly rooted, built up, established in my faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving, Colossians 2 and 7. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me, 1 John 5 and 18. I am his faithful follower, Revelation 17 and 14. I am a fellow citizen with the saints of the household of God, Ephesians 2 and 19. I am built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2 and 20. I am overtaken with blessings, Deuteronomy 28 and 2. I am his disciple because I have love for others, John 13, 34, 35. I am the light of the world, Matthew 5 and 14. I am the salt of the earth, Matthew 5 and 13. I am the righteousness of God, 2 Corinthians 5, 21. I am a partaker of his divine nature, 2 Peter 1 and 4. I am called of God, 2 Timothy 1:9. I am an ambassador for Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for God's work, Ephesians 2:10. I am the apple of my Father's eye, Deuteronomy 32:10. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus, 1 Peter 2:25. There are so many I am affirmations throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I would admonish you to go through the Bible and find them and speak them and release them into the atmosphere. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Another mighty, mighty prayer. Yes, I admonish you as well to go to the Word of God or come back. You may come back to Blog Talk and listen to these prayers. They are archived on blogtalkradio.com. We bless you and thank you for joining us on this week. You all know that we are getting ready to go off air live, but like I said, you can always go back and re-listen, revisit these prayers, and let them get down into your spirit man until it comes into manifestation. We love you here at Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. Feel free to like our Facebook page and submit any prayer requests you like. God bless you. Till next time.
Their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yes. Let the church say amen.